presents VHS Rewind.
Winner of the Emmy Award for Outstanding Achievement in Production of Special Events, NBC proudly welcomes you back to the Macy's 54th Annual Thanksgiving Day Parade, brought to you live from New York City. Your host for today's parade, Ed McMahon, with co-host Bryant Gumbel, and an array of stars including Melba Moore, Linda Ronstadt, Rex Smith, Captain and Tennille, Sister Sledge, The Spinners, Cheetah Rivera, George Rose, Stephanie Mills. Highlights from the Broadway productions of Brigadoon, Pirates of Penzance, A Day in Hollywood, A Night in the Ukraine, Canine Star Boomer, The Lone Ranger and Tonto, Popeye and Olive Oil, the Radio City Music Hall Rockettes, the First All Children's Theater, the Steinettes, Tony Award winner Priscilla Lopez, the ballet Isleño of Puerto Rico, from Little House on the Prairie, Dean Butler, Ron Jolie, Maynard Ferguson, Lacey J. Dalton, your favorite characters from Sesame Street, from Days of Our Lives, Paul Keenan, Danielle Brisbois, plus marching bands, clowns, floats, and giant balloons, and much, much more, including the one and only Santa Claus.
All right, I have to welcome everyone to this. I don't know how many years we've done this. Maybe five. Could this be the fifth year?
I thought it was longer, but...
The tenth year. I say we call this, what do you think, seven?
Let's make it the golden anniversary.
The golden?
Let's say seven.
Let's say this is the seventh annual VHS Rewind Thanksgiving Day Parade. Look back and review. Welcome. How are you, Chris? Chris Hassler, of course.
Happy Thanksgiving. I've been waiting to ask this. What are you making this year?
We're going to go traditional in this house, as we usually do. Although 2 years ago I did smoke a turkey. We'll not be smoking a turkey this year.
Oh, you didn't like it?
No, I liked it. I just felt as though it wasn't traditional. I'm going to do, I think, right across the board, traditional everything. What about you? What's going on in the Hassler household?
Traditional, going to the in-laws.
Oh yeah, that's right. You go to the in-laws. You bring home. You bring the Tupperware and you bring it home full.
Right.
Speaking of Tupperware, my wife went to a Tupperware party last night and came home drunk.
And spent hundreds of dollars.
You know, I went to the website because I was like, "How much is Tupperware? It can't be that much, right?" I'm like, "You kidding me?" $70 for some nesting bowls that are made of plastic that you can get from like Dollar Tree.
This is why when I order Chinese food, when I order out, I keep the plastic things that it comes in.
That's Tupperware.
I'm set.
You know what? You are set. And but she did buy she bought something. I don't know what you. It was like $40. So that's life. That's life.
But, could have been worse. It could have been a makeup party, you know, where they drink but also buy makeup and creams and
and adult toys. So, all right, what we're doing this year, I think this is this was a new find. This was not on my radar anyway, I think. This is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade from 29 years ago. No.
1980.
39 years ago. 29 years ago. I wish. 39 years ago.
And the sad thing is, I was alive when this happened.
I was seven. I was seven. I was happy to be seven, but I mean, it was, there's a lot of stuff in this one. There's a lot of interesting stuff going on. It's incomplete. It just ends.
Right. Half the people that whose names you just heard on that opening roll call, we don't see.
I don't know. We get to see a lot of them.
I was looking forward to the Captain and Tennille, but.
Yeah, we did miss the Captain and Tennille. But Brigadoon, we do get to see.
With Dean Butler.
Yeah.
Well, no, he wasn't. He's not part of the Brigadoon. He does.
I don't know what he's part of, to be honest with you. But we have Almanza Wilder making his debut in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in 1980. I think that's hilarious. If you have an interest in Little House in the Prairie, I'm sorry to cut you off. I did an interview. I was lucky enough to speak with Dean Butler a few months ago, and I wish I had seen this ahead of time. I would have played it for him. But
and you should have asked him, did you lip sync?
No, he can sing, believe it or not. I mean, he doesn't. And he swore me to secrecy, which is why I'm going to tell you right now. He might be coming out with an album, you know, of stuff now.
What?
That has a bit of a connection to Little House on the Prairie. Yeah, that's a exclusive.
Wow.
Exclusive. So, yeah, if you want to listen to that interview, it's over at VHS. No, it's not. It's at walnutgrovecast.com.
Search and this kind of ties this into that podcast, so it's kind of an unofficial crossover.
Yeah, Chris is over there as well from time to time. And here's even more of a fun fact, is it's not pronounced Almanzo Wilder. It's pronounced Almanzo. No, sorry. It's pronounced Almanzo.
Almanzo Wilder.
Wilder. Wilderness. Yeah. Hence, you know, Laura Ingalls Wilder calling him Manly, which makes more sense. It would be Almanzo or Manly. So I'm trying to stop saying Almanzo, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah, I like that better anyway.
Almanzo. Sounds like some Charlotte Ray would say, Almanzo! Tootie! Blair! You heard that's coming back for this Christmas season.
What?
The Facts of Life.
Oh, yeah. The reunion show. I'm curious. I didn't read into that very much, but is everybody coming back? Like, no. Joe is coming back?
Oh, you think Joe Polnicek? I forget what her character's name is. I know she was Polish.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. What was her name?
I can't remember.
Yeah, it'll come to me.
I know she dated Michael J. Fox, but that's all I can tell you about.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I'm wondering if Joe's coming back. Of course, Charlotte Ray passed away, but I'm assuming the rest aren't doing too much. I think Tootie's doing some stuff, right?
Yeah, I think Tootie's in it. You know how like people like George Clooney or Tim Brad Fields, Pitt, yeah. they look so much better when they get older. Richard Gere is another one. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that's going to happen with Tootie and Blair. And
I thought Kim Fields looked better. I don't know what she looks like right now, but I know she went through a period of time where she looked a lot better. Blair, I think, became a born again Christian. Not really sure.
Ooh, that's it.
Yeah, that might put on a few. And so yeah. Anyway, so you're going traditional Thanksgiving. I do want to also mention, just for the Facts of Life thing, is you know we are launching yet another sort of launching/changing another podcast. It's kind of exciting to me, and it's More Bad Apples, and we're going to retire More Bad Apples, and we're going to turn it into the name. I'm still not ready for it, to be honest with you. Retro TV. Sounds.
And it's going to focus on
just TV.
Oh, okay.
Just television. Shows like The Facts of Life, even. But one of the things I really want to get under our belt for that particular show is the Muhammad Ali cartoon from 1974.
Which I'm still blown away by.
Yeah.
I don't remember it.
He voiced it.
He voiced it. Are you sure that's him?
Mm-hmm. Pretty sure. I mean,
it sounds like him, but it could very well not be, you know, that's how unsure I am if it's him.
But yeah, I mean, so hopefully the Osmond fans aren't too angry about that, but we are going to do that one Osmond's Visit Disneyland episode to let them know what's going to happen.
It's going to cause Utah to secede from the United States.
It's going
to
break off and float into Mexico. I don't think that can happen, but I think it's a better chance that all of the states would come crashing together and pop Utah out. Utah. Oh, it's a Utah! Cute state.
I'm going to Utah.
Utah. Oh my God. The Osmonds do have that song.
Right. Love
there's
it.
There's
check
a reason.
Our archives. It's there.
There's a reason why we're retiring More Bad Apples though.
Oh, wow. Well,
we're out of material, man.
Oh yeah, that's true.
You know,
but, we didn't want to do the Donnie and Marie talk show.
I couldn't watch that again.
No.
I don't know. For me, I just couldn't watch it again. So, all right, let's get on with this Thanksgiving Day parade.
So this is like from New York's glorious period. What I love about this parade is that it's not so tightly choreographed. The dancers are not, you know, the marching bands and everybody are not like
you get like 3 minutes.
1930 marching all in unison. Like people are all over the place. There's no choreography in some of this stuff.
No.
The streets look kind of dirty. I mean, this is and Ed McMahon looks like he's got a hangover. I love it. I loved it too.
This is a New York City that I miss a lot. I think you do too. This was a scary New York City. This was scary and exciting. You know, scary is a bad word. It was an exciting time for New York City. And granted, I was very young at the time, and I didn't really get to spend so much time and really understand it until much later. But I did spend some time in New York City when I was very young, and I just remember it not being so generic. And that's about the only thing I can really say about New York City nowadays, is it just it's kind of bottled up, and it's precisely like what it is.
I was in my teens, and I was going to theaters on like 47th and 8th, you know, the Hollywood Twin, when they would show like some great retrospectives.
Mm-hmm. And they would have like budget days. You know, you'd be able to go to a movie theater. It was actually, you know, the $2 theater or something.
Oh, I love this period. I love this period of New York.
When you had a Grace Papaya.
Right?
You mean the days of Grace Papaya?
I love Grace Papaya.
Now, another thing I liked about this particular parade was the floats. They not all of them look right.
No,
like Mickey Mouse.
The balloons themselves, they you know you can see like I think some air is missing in the back there. You gotta plug it up a little bit.
But the color's off, and I thought maybe it was the copy, but it's not. Like Mickey just does. Mickey looks like it was drawn by somebody who is trying to sell like Nicky the Mouse, you know. So yeah, let's play this first Ed McMahon thing, and Ed does sound like a little bit groggy, I guess.
And he's wearing the glasses like that are kind of shaded on the top.
They're awesome. Those are the best things.
They are. I love them. But like, it seems like a lot of the guys in this, like Maynard Ferguson, who's like some jazz guy, he's wearing them too. So he's blasted out of his mind.
Wait. Do you know what he's famous for?
I do not.
All right. I'm gonna play a quick little clip.
Ferguson.
You tell me if you know this song. That's him, man.
That's not him.
Maynard Ferguson, yes.
That's Bill Conti's music.
Well, it's him playing it.
I'm looking this.
I have more.
I'm looking at the label. It's on CBS. Jesus, look at that label.
How about this? You just don't like him because he's Canadian. I don't know really anything about him. I did a quick search. I found these tunes.
No, but you are right. His version of that was a chart topper.
Thank you.
You're right. You're right. All right. Excuse me.
The guy's awesome.
And it won a Grammy nomination.
So F you,
Best
Chris.
Best pop instrumental performance.
There you go.
Unfortunately, he doesn't do that here. No. I don't know if you want to play. Like, I mean, we can jump all over. It doesn't matter.
We can. Yeah, really. They did. Where is that?
Hold on. I'm looking. It's towards the – it's at 108.42.
108.42. So,
I wish folks could see him because – whereas all the singers are lip singing, he's a trumpeter and he's also trumpet singing. and it's such a, he looks so phony. He's like just doing some crazy ass moves.
The good thing though is that this video is available on YouTube, so you actually can watch this, and these times will synchronize with it. So if you go to 108.43, and I think it would be fun if people even did that. I don't know if they
as
the
they
patience.
Listen. As they listen,
yeah,
we're gonna go Mystery Science Theater on this right now.
And he's being pulled by two white horses in a golden coach. That's pretty out of control. Here we go.
The next float in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is furnished by Columbia Records. It reminds us of great entertainment, the colorful circus wagon. Only this morning, it is the music of the Calliope that's stirring our blood. It's a man.
What's he? He's like, by the rah-rah-rah. It's like he just mumbles. Like, what's up with him?
But watch Maynard with the Ed McMahon glasses he's got on and the way he's swaying. He's blasted. He's like trying to stand up, sit up straight.
This is 9:30 in the morning, right?
And with a trumpet. A musician whose whole entertainment tradition is him himself. Mr. Maynard Ferguson. Just listen to the sound.
Just listen to the sound. It's awesome.
Snaps. Watch this. There it goes.
He's like, I killed it. He's like the Jimi Hendrix of trumpet. That guy, man. But yeah, we could jump around. This is a crazy episode. So pause for station identification. They kept doing that.
I know. I love when they don't do that anymore. They do not do that anymore.
It's all digital, man. They don't have to. Here it is.
We pause briefly for station identification. This is the NBC Television Network.
Now, I think one of the good things is that for us, anyway, being New Yorkers, we would pause, but we'd get the same guy. But I'm thinking in other areas, like if you're in Boston, it'll be like...
Yeah, it's probably local.
Yeah. WFXB brings you the New York City Macy's, blah, 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 you know.
What I loved about this parade is that it tied into some obscure movies that came out this year.
And Broadway shows.
And Broadway shows, like whatever that Ukraine one was.
Oh, I missed that one. It was only said it in the beginning. I don't know.
We don't see anything from that. I was kind of hoping, like... What's going to come out of that one?
And who's Boomer?
I have no idea.
All right. Because they announced him Boomer. I'm looking for the Broadway names.
They were towards the end.
Yeah, you know.
Brought to you live from New
York. Whoops. So, yeah, I have to. It's not coming up easily enough. What was the name? Do you remember the name at all? Like, what was it?
No, it had something like Ukraine in the title.
Broadway.
Wait, I'll look. I'll see if I can find it.
When I fast forward through it, it's like 10-second increments, and it's not letting me.
Wait, I'm coming up on it. We never saw the Radio City Rockettes.
Brigadoon. I did a little research on Brigadoon.
Is it racist?
No, unfortunately. Brigadoon. Let's see. I have actually one of the first on YouTube. You can actually watch an entire Broadway show that was bootlegged of Brigadoon from 1980.
Wow!
Yeah,
I didn't know that they bootlegged.
Dude, Broadway bootlegs are a thing right now. I don't know if you know that.
I want to see some.
I have a connection here and there. I could send you some. Like people have done like Wicked and all this stuff, and you can see it for free. You don't have to spend like $300 to go and see it. I mean, you should, but you know what I mean. But, yo, my cousin.
A Day in Hollywood, A Night in the Ukraine. Hollywood, A Night in the Ukraine.
A Day in Hollywood.
A Night in the Ukraine.
A Night in the Ukraine.
Who is in this? And why has it never been revived?
The IBDB, which is the Internet Broadway Database. It opened on May 1st. It looks like 1980. Closed on September 27th, 1981.
Wow.
Didn't last too long. It lasted a lot longer than Brigadoon, by the way. That's something I want to share with you.
No, Brigadoon is like a classic of the theater.
No, Brigadoon became a movie. That's the thing. If I'm thinking of the right thing.
No, I think it was a show first.
I'll tell you.
I don't know.
I'll tell you exactly what happened. if I can find it. So I do want to just mention that my one of my cousins is on Broadway.
What?
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, of course he is. No, but he is. He's actually in the Broadway show. I'll tell you what it is. Well, he was in Jersey Boys. He was one of the guys in Jersey Boys.
Wow. Holy.
And tonight is actually his final night. They're actually closing the show. I'll tell you. Why am I forgetting the name of the stupid show?
What's it about?
And Beautiful, which is the Carole King thing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, he plays. I don't know who he plays. I didn't have the opportunity to go see him play, but he had a pretty big role in Beautiful. He's doing very well. Handsome guy. Looks nothing like me. And he's in the better-looking side of the family. But his name's Corey Giacoma. And, you know, it's just one of those things where... But, yeah, tonight it's the final performance, and I'm assuming it's done by now. And so, yeah, looking at these, you know, it's just kind of crazy how shows kind of come and go. But he's young, so I'm assuming his career will probably just be starting. I can't imagine there'll be something else coming up. Yeah, I would imagine. I would hope so. But all right, so I'm looking for this Brigadoon thing.
Brigadoon is like towards the beginning, I think.
Yeah. So what should I play? What clip should I?
Well, I want to play the one that most surprised me. If you want to play the Popeye float, because then they do a song. They do a song from Popeye, the movie, which was coming out this year with Robin Williams, and it's got the songs by Nilsson.
Oh, you know, I forgot Nilsson was on the soundtrack for the, or he wrote for the
movie.
He wrote the whole thing.
So, I like that. It's at 27:31.
I thought that the float was weird.
I was confused because the guy I thought was Popeye had a beard, but no, Popeye is on top.
I think there's more than one Popeye.
Is there more than one Popeye?
I'm going to pay attention closer. This one.
Play of the year.
I see an Iowa like billboard, which is kind of funny. Like Iowa, I remember them making Good Walkman. I don't know what else.
Yeah,
they made.
I kept trying to look at the stores.
Yeah.
That are in the background because. I just wanted to see. I guess nothing's still there anymore.
Yeah, probably. Probably not much of anything. Radio City. It's about it.
Macy's is still there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and that's weird that I say Radio City. People seem to think that the parade does the parade pass Radio City Music Hall. Seems like it's just too far apart.
No, I thought it comes down Broadway. It doesn't come down.
Yeah, it doesn't come. Yeah, so I mean. I don't know why I'm associating it. Maybe there's a float with like Radio City in the background.
Yeah, I don't know.
Now, here is one of the most enduring and beloved comic strip characters anyone ever laughed at. He's coming on the screen in Popeye, a major new musical motion picture. And with us right now in Herald Square is a live tribute to the Sailor Man. This marvelous float is furnished by Paramount Pictures and represents Popeye's house in the magic town of Sweet Haven. Aboard are a whole group of memorable Popeye characters, including the Steinettes, who are in the film and are singing the Sweet Haven anthem. And all good Popeyeites should stand up. It's really bad. By the way, I have information about Brigadoon. It was not a movie. It was there's a different thing to bring up later about another Broadway performance that ended up being a movie. You know, Popeye the movie was a pretty decent movie, and it looked really good, I thought.
I thought it looked great. I liked the soundtrack. I thought everybody was great in it.
Shelley Duvall, who's in that?
Shelley Duvall, Robin Williams.
Yeah, I mean, right there. I mean, I would not have mixed those two together, but they work really beautifully together. I remember,
directed by Robert Altman, of all people.
I mean, as a kid, I loved the movie, and just a few years ago we watched it, and it was going to look really good.
I would show that to my kids, but they don't know who Popeye is, so it wouldn't have the same effect.
I don't know why my kid knew who Popeye was. Maybe I shoved it down his throat at some point. Also, is Popeye more of a boys thing, I wonder?
Yeah, probably.
You know, yeah. I don't see why a girl would really care about this, like, bald pirate. I mean, was he a pirate? He's a sailor. Yeah.
He's a sailor. And yeah. And no girl today is going to relate to olive oil.
Where are we?
Sweet Haven.
So you got one guy who has, like, rouge on, right? He looks like the Gordon's fisherman.
Yes, that's. I thought, is that supposed to be Popeye?
That's who I thought was supposed to be Popeye. And then there's another guy who looks more like Popeye.
Because he also has the arms, too.
Yeah.
So like, I was like, what the fuck?
And the corncob pipe? I don't get it.
But wait a sec, you'll see him on top.
The only thing he's missing is, like, some fish sticks. The Steinettes.
There he is.
He comes out to, like, this balcony. Like, people are supposed to know who he is. He looks like the skipper from Gilligan's Island.
And he looks short and he has no neck.
Yeah, like, I don't know. And then if that's olive oil, she has a bit of a body.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
And she's short.
Oh, yeah. Isn't she supposed to be, like, tall and lanky? Tall. That would make this better if it was Harry Nilsson playing guitar. Like, I'm surprised he wouldn't, you know, like with, like, John Lennon or something,
right? Drunk out of their minds.
Was John Lennon dead at this point?
Ooh, no, in a couple months.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. R.I.P. I wonder if Lennon was there.
He was watching from the Dakota.
He should have been Popeye. Actually, you know what? John Lennon should have been olive oil. Because he's tall. I don't know. I think that would have made it really special. This gets my vote as the best float, by the way.
It's really designed well. It's got a lot of detail.
Yeah, it's like Little House from Little House on the Prairie.
Did you notice, like, some of these, let's call them segments for a sec. So once the float does their song, to get them off, they have, like, this clap track, this applause track.
Oh, is, like, that coming that up?
I don't know if it's here.
All right, let's see.
If you want to play it. I'm not sure if it's like this.
Let's see. Yeah,
there it is.
That's funny. These fade out. Start up the old Buick and pull this thing down the road. Some of the ugliest cars are in this parade, by the way.
Where are you? Right Are you going into the Linus Lion thing?
Should I? Right? Oh, yeah, Linus Lion.
I just didn't see a car. Okay.
Oh, no. I didn't see a car either. I was just remembering. I was just thinking about them.
I'm sure we're going to see it.
Wait, is that the are we at that point already? 3:30? Oh, the Linus. Yes. Yeah. I was thinking of someone else. We are about as choreographed as this parade.
Exactly. I'm just trying to think. What else can we...
I'm looking forward. I do want to just kind of add in a little bit of cooking talk here. I am really looking forward to Thanksgiving dinner. Do you look forward to it?
I do. The dinner, yes. The dinner, yes.
What don't you look forward to? I mean, you guys are all kind of on the same page politically.
Everybody, right? I have to sit with.
Wait, say that again.
Everybody I have to sit with.
Yeah, but I mean,
it's just such a... There's my kids, my wife's brother's kids.
Oh, there you go.
Their family.
Yeah.
My, you know, I'm just like, oh, it's too many people. You can't keep up a conversation. You can't hear anybody. Then there's nothing to do while you wait for the food.
Yeah, but there's a box of wine in the fridge chilling.
Well, this is true. This is true. They start drinking really early.
But, I've actually I messed up my turkey once because I was just, like, drinking the whole time. Remember I left – well, I didn't mess everything. I left it in too long. And I was like, oh, if I know that I would have been more focused if I didn't have, like, 6 glasses of wine. So – I don't drink until dinner.
Then after that.
Well, you know, I'm still that. Honestly, ever since I started making wine and making beer, I am at the very most, at the pushing it, 3 drink guy. I cannot go anymore.
What?
Yeah. Especially with beer. Beer just makes me just it really just messes with me especially the next day. But wine, it puts me to sleep. The more I drink, the sleepier I get.
You know, that's true. I had a couple of glasses yesterday, and I was like, shit, man, I can go to bed now. It was only like 7:30.
Time for a nap. Yeah. But that's also getting older, I think. Time for a nap. It's a nap. So happy Thanksgiving, Linus, which is always fun.
If you think kings and queens and royalty are a thing of the past, hold on a minute. This parade is the home of one of my all-time favorite kings, Linus the Lionhearted, King of the Beasts.
All right, so you don't know who this is?
No.
I barely know who this is, but this is his theme song. So it's a terrible cartoon that I don't think I've ever seen before. I don't understand why they would have a cartoon that last aired 14 years ago in a parade.
Yeah,
Who's financing that?
I mean, I have a pretty good memory of everything I watched as a kid. I really do.
Yeah, but you never heard that song before, right?
No, I never heard that song before, and I definitely have never seen this character before, and it's a terrible balloon, by the way.
It's almost like a Mandela effect type thing. Because I can't agree more. I've never heard of him. I don't recognize that song. And you know what? While we're at it, Muhammad Ali cartoon – how come I never heard of that?
I gotta look into that. I gotta see how long that lasted. Like,
I need to make sure that it wasn't just something made recently and thrown into the public.
Yeah, maybe it was made maybe it was a special that aired once.
I don't know, man. But maybe we're just getting old.
Anything's possible. He had his own comic where he fought Superman, so
why would we not know about the Muhammad Ali cartoon?
Well, while we research that, you can play – how about we play Danielle Brisbois?
Oh, okay, sure.
Remember her from Archie Bunker's place.
I was going to say, let's hear them introduce what we know her from, right? What time do you have for that?
50:26.
There is no mention of All in the Family at all. See, 50:26?
50:26.
Oh, it's right after Dean Butler.
Yeah, we're going to go back to Dean. Don't worry.
And Brisbois, I'm assuming this is a recording. She's really singing her heart out here.
She's got, that's my note. She's got pipes.
Yeah.
Now, here's a favorite float from last year, The Enchanted Crown.
It's being pulled by like a 1978 like station wagon.
My neighbor had that as a kid.
Yeah, it's like that thing is awesome.
It's in a hubcap in the front.
Oh, yeah, that's hilarious. You know you're in New York now, man. Holy cow. Being driven by Mike Brady.
Cranberry House, furnished by Ocean Spray Cranberries.
Ocean Spray is the sponsor. Ocean Spray. All right. Ocean Spray is like sugar water. It's not juice, right?
No, is that right?
I don't know. Maybe they make juice. I could be wrong. Maybe Ocean Spray makes like cranberry cocktail or something.
That's what I thought, yeah.
But Danielle Brisbois.
What does she have to do with that? Don't know. All I'm doing, I know, how old is she here? I think Ed says her name. Well, her age. She's like 12 or something.
She is. But she's born in 69.
Wow. And I'm just picturing her just a few short years later when she was in Big Bad Mama 2 and she's topless.
Oh, I didn't know that she was.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's not in her filmography.
No, it must be. It's like
her best role. Yes, it is. 87. So, yeah, this was 7 years after this. She was eight. No, well.
She's like 12, I think.
She played Billie Jean McClatchy. McClatchy. Yes. All right, here we go.
Well, this year is celebrating its 50th golden anniversary. And riding around this delightful fantasy concoction is a young lady of 11 who's been living the real-life fantasies that most little girls can only dream of. She's Danielle Brisbois. She gave a memorable performance when she played the tiniest orphan in Broadway's Annie.
The sun will come out tomorrow. There's your bottom
down. Now, she played Annie, right? Annie's, you know, a redhead.
Wig.
No, but why? Like, it's just weird to me. And you being kind of, you're a blonde redhead. Do you take offense to that? Do you take offense to the fact that they chose
a darker
brunette?
Yeah, like a dark, and she's dark skinned. Like she's
some
not
French,
pale and...
some French brunette. Hua. who takes a top off in just any movie.
Right.
She was also in an episode of Tales from the Dark Side.
She was?
Yeah, she played Amanda Polo, same year as Big Bad Mama 2.
Wow, I don't remember that episode at all. I gotta look that up and see what the story is.
Here we go.
Applause.
So I went to I did a quick search for Big Bad Mama thing, and it brought me to MrSkin.com.
Nice.
Mr. Skin is like a hardcore website now.
Hardcore, really?
Like, yeah, I'm like, I click on it and all these like pop up ads, and it's like hardcore sex. I'm like, what the hell? All I wanted to see was Danielle Brisbois topless.
Let's play some sound from one of those pop-ups.
You know, no. They're smart enough to not put it on there, but it's like crazy. All right, here's the scene from the movie, though. Ah, one free access to Big Bad Mama Pixie clips. Get full access. No thanks. Angie Dickinson was in there too, dude.
Yep.
And Julie McCullough.
As yes. Polly. Remember her? Do you? I forget what show she's from. Was that Who's the Boss? No, no. Wasn't she the
Charles in Charge one? I don't know.
I don't know.
I got but a screenshot. I think. I don't
too.
Know.
She's cute too.
I'm perving out here. All right. Right. Time to close these windows. All 86 pop-ups. So. are you feeling lonely tonight? yes, yes I am.
Asian girls dating sites here.
Have a green card? Click here. Find a wife tonight. So Brigadoon, well, you know what? Let's play Dean Butler for a Walnut Grove cast exclusive.
Okay, we should have saved him to last.
No way.
Okay.
We can play him both times.
Do you want to hear something funny? Yeah. They don't give him very much time. He's got like a minute and a half, and that's it.
I just think it's just strange that he's in there at all. He's like on a turtle float.
Yeah, behind
behind some guys wearing sombreros. You know, a parade is a weird thing, man. It's a weird, weird thing. Also, I wonder how cold it was this day, because everyone is really bundled up. Do you think they do that just to make it look like it's cold? You know, like,
no, it's probably was cold there.
Here we go.
And now coming in front of our cameras is a young man you'll be seeing a lot of on NBC.
The young red. Listen to his voice here.
And now coming in front of our cameras is a young man you'll be seeing a lot of on NBC. He's just been signed for a major role in Little House on the Prairie, the part of Alonzo Wilder. He's Dean Butler, who seems to be in the middle of a race, riding his tortoise against a variety of forest animals, including the hare. Of course, we know the winner, the turtle. Right now, here's the winner as Dean sings, "Don't Fence Me In."
Give me land, lots of land, under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me out forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in.
There's a guy behind him. I don't know if you saw him. He's
with the
really
mustache.
Pissed off. No. He's on the other shoulder. He's really pissed off. You got to rewind it a little bit. He looks like he's in an argument, and it's really awesome. If you go to 4918 to start, you'll see it. Also, what is this song?
Don't Fence Me In? I don't know. I think it's like an old country song.
Why is Almanzo Wilder from Little House in the Prairie
on a turtle?
On a turtle float, singing, surrounded by clowns.
Because it's surreal.
It is one of the strangest things. I mean, I'm pretty sure he grew up in California. He has nothing to do with New York. Little House on the Prairie has nothing to do with New York. It's the strangest addition to this parade. I can't think of a stranger. So, are you at 4918 by any chance?
Yeah.
I'm going to play it again.
Him.
Does he look like he's yelling?
It looks like it's two mafia guys. Something went wrong somewhere, and then this is the
Are
only
place. Are you kidding
they
me?
Can...
You effing kidding me?
Yes.
Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur.
I'm standing here trying to enjoy Gene Butler and you're stepping on my foot. You kidding me? Are you kidding me?
the Gabe Kaplan guy got out of there quick. He's like, I'm not standing next to you, sir.
Yeah, I gotta go move my car. So Dean Butler, an addition, a welcome addition to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, but at the same time, a very strange one.
He's an NBC star, so they got they couldn't get Michael Landon. They couldn't get Half Pint. They had to go.
What else was on the air at this time? I mean, I guess they didn't have Different Strokes yet, right?
On NBC? I don't know.
NBC didn't have that big push at this point.
No, they were like still in the Super Train era.
But you know what? We don't see the Love Boat.
Buck Rogers in the 25th Century?
Oh, come on. I think that was canceled by now.
This is an NBC show.
Wait, isn't the Love Boat's ABC, right?
Yeah.
But you know what? All these guys ended up on the Love Boat.
This is true.
If you look at the IMDb page of almost every single person that's so far been on this, everybody's been on the Love Boat, including Dean Butler.
Was he on the Love Boat?
He was.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
We talked about that.
I don't remember. I'm too old.
No, I mean, I talked to him about that. It's in the episode. Oh. It's in the interview on Walnut Grove.
Does he have any gossip of any kind?
Well, yeah. I mean, we actually discussed quite a bit of gossip that that I pulled out of the episode, believe it or not, because he asked me to. But one thing that we did talk about is his how he felt about Laura Ingalls Wilder's name being stripped from that award. And he spoke very bluntly about that.
Cool.
But
episode.
You know, Dean is somebody who really has an appreciation for history. And he just feels as though certain things, I think that you and I agree with this, some things are important, even if they offend you. Like Little House on the Prairie has episodes with the kid who played Willis from Different Strokes, where he plays the child of an ex-slave. And, I mean, he uses the N-word constantly in that episode. And, you know, that's only from, 1978 or something. And it's just some things are important. And I think some things are okay because they're important. I mean, it doesn't make it okay. It's just it doesn't. We shouldn't censor things just because. And, you know, when you're sitting around the table, point to the person who's annoying you and go, let's watch Little House on the Prairie. Have I got a podcast for you? Walnut Grove Cast.
Hey, you want to segue into another Little House on the Prairie thing?
Yes.
We just did an episode, our Thanksgiving episode for Little House, which I took part in.
Yeah, it was excellent.
And why don't we go to the clip here where Ed McMahon introduces Tom Turkey.
Tom Turkey!
And it leads into Sister Sledge doing We Are Family.
Sister Sledge, I mean, she's already a couple hits, right?
Right, and the one who sings, very hot.
Let's see.
I wasn't prepared for that. At
4:35.
Yeah, it's in the beginning.
Oh, okay. I'm like, what? And if you're going to listen to a Sister Sledge song, I'd say this would be the best one.
It's the only one.
They have a couple of hits, believe it or not.
Do they? Do they? Yeah.
Mickey the Mouse. We're back here.
Now, here comes surely the happiest turkey you're likely to see.
The what? The turkey? Did you say turkey? Listen, let's listen.
This kitchen busy Thanksgiving morning. Now, here comes surely the happiest turkey you're likely to see this kitchen busy Thanksgiving morning. A classic symbol of Thanksgiving's past and present.
I'll have another martini.
It's Tom Turkey.
Turkey. With a pilgrim behind him, you would not see a pilgrim anymore. There are things you would just never see. You wouldn't see such a poorly designed float is one thing we wouldn't see.
What? Those
actually, no, you know what?
Are Tom, so lifelike.
That, you know, Tom the Turkey is actually a pretty good looking float.
Yeah. All right.
I'll let the clip play a little bit.
When families everywhere come together and share this holiday. And speaking of families, what a treat we've got for you now. There are three sisters riding that float who are members of one of the most dynamic and popular new musical groups ever to break the charts. Who else but the Sister Sledge?
There's nothing holding them on up there.
I was just going to say, they do have a seat there, but for a second, before
a piece of plywood.
I thought... I thought they could slide down, like, real easily.
I mean, these are floats that are being pulled by automobiles. I mean, what could – I mean, it could jolt, right?
Yeah, stop short. And the lady on the end there, she'll just go over the side.
And what number could be more perfect for the spirit of this day than
what?
We are family.
You got it, Ed.
We are family.
Dancing around them.
Yeah, it's weird.
I mean, it's just
the square dancing.
It's just not tightly choreographed. I mean,
it also doesn't make sense. They look like farmers. It just doesn't make sense to me at all. Like, is it like an incest thing with farmers and rednecks? We are family, you know? And that one, just the stray pilgrim back there. Very white, very waspy looking.
As we walk on by, and we fly just like birds of a feather.
And that's Harry Nilsson. I'm kidding. He's one of the farmers.
No lie, all of the people around us, they say. Can they be that close?
That's just a recording, of course, so I'm not even going to bother. But,
oh wow!
Oh yeah, I'll keep going.
Do you like the visual effect here of, like, you have the static shot, but then they have the telescopic little circle where they zoom in?
Well, I have to see this. Hold on.
You go.
Just let me say for the record, we're giving love.
One of the sisters is not singing.
None of them is singing.
No, but I mean, she's not even faking it.
Oh,
she's just like, I gotta buy gravy. I hope mom doesn't put marshmallows in the yams or whatever it is you put in those. I don't see that stuff. I don't make
yams.
I don't make anything you put marshmallows on.
Ugh.
Oh, she's
family.
This wasn't like an NBC type of thing where it's like they're all, you know, all the stars. We also get to see Smurfs. I don't know when we see Smurfs.
No, we don't see Smurfs here.
Yeah, there are Smurfs in, maybe not in this part of the parade, but there are Smurfs in the parade. Oh, yeah, I see that. They would never do this now. Like, you would never go through this whole song. Like, these
it's
performances.
The whole song. It's only a few minutes.
But these performances are long.
And our golden sight. We know we don't get to pray.
Did you watch any of the performances of these, of the players, like the schools and stuff?
Some of them. I mean, they're all the same, though, like these marching bands.
This one kid blew it. I did not get the time on it. I was kind of hoping you saw
where she tries to catch something. Yes, that was going to be my next thing that we were
going
to
really?
Play.
No, no. I don't know if it's the same one, but I'm hoping that's the same one.
Let's finish this. Here's what we call our golden rule. Have faith in you and the things you do. You won't go wrong. Oh, no. This is our family jewel. We are family.
There goes the applause. From our studio audience.
By the way, the wings are not synchronized anymore. It used to be up and down. Now it's like left and right. Like, what? I think that whoever's working that had a few drinks this morning. Too. And it looks like Mickey's catching up. Like there's no tomorrow. Like he's gonna
he's
smash
over.
Right. So that was really good. I wonder if we should review parades that had disasters happening. I don't know if we have copies of those. These are not easy to come by.
No. They're like snuff movies. You can't find them.
No. I mean, do you tape them every year? I know I don't.
No, not now. I wish I did back then.
I wish I did too, but at the same time, I know what would happen. I would tape over them.
I thought for a second this had commercials too, and I would have been like so happy, but it doesn't even have commercials.
For some reason, I thought it had commercials. I don't know why I thought that. All right, so we can there's Ed introduced. Oh, no, what was the thing you said you saw?
Do you want to do the marching band? This is more a visual thing, but the chick towards the end of this, it's only a minute long. She's supposed to catch something. Somebody flings an instrument at her, and she misses.
I didn't see that. That I missed.
So what keep a close eye at 1:10:04.
All right, 1:10:04 if you're at home and you're playing along. 1:10:04.
If anybody asks you what the entire population of Snow Hill, North Carolina is probably doing right at this morning, I'll bet just about everyone is watching NBC, and with good reason.
Oddly enough, I think it was the performance right before this where the guy screwed up, so I might try to find it.
We're ready to introduce the Green Central High School Marching Band, one of the best. They've been collecting superior ratings all over the Southeast. You're about to see why. Here they are, decked out in their brand-new Spanish-style uniforms. Snow Hill's finest. They perform under the direction of Kenneth Ginn.
How long is this?
Is another guy wearing the Ed McMahon glasses.
He's killing it. That was really classy. It was like the big finale. It's like the big thing that she has to do. It's the only thing they have to do.
And she's blindfolded. Like, why did you do that?
Oh my God. You still get applause though. You still get, thanks for coming. Holy moly.
Right after that is another surreal thing if you just want to go into it. It's the spinners, but they're on a butterfly float.
Oh, you know who was right before that, by the way, was the that trumpet player on right, Maynard yeah. Ferguson. I'm sorry. It was right after these guys?
Yeah, it's right after the chick missed her instrument. Right. And if you play it through, it's kind of long, but Ed explains about the butterfly because I was trying to figure it out.
All right.
Now, if you put the following five names together, what would you have? John Edwards, Henry Fambro, Billy Henderson, Purvis Jackson, and Bobby Smith. Well, you'd have at least 12 gold records and 5 Grammy nominations. For I've just called the roll call for the spinners. And here they are.
Well, the spinners.
What? One of those guys is wearing Ed McMahon glasses. And look at the things like... just, you know, just off the side of the float there. What
yeah,
they
look like firecrackers or something.
That's right. I was like, what is that supposed
what
to
be? What is that? Holy cow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they have wings. Hey, those are old. You know what those are? Those are painted RC cans.
Ouch.
I should give them away. I should give an RC cannon away. To a very lucky listener.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Not a bad idea. If you have an interest in a giveaway on VHS Rewind, send me an email. Mark at VHS
Rewind. Right, let us know.
I have stuff. As Chris knows, I'm doing a giveaway, and so far he's the only winner. But I'll give away some stuff. I have some old... I'm just looking around. I'm like, I'll give that away. I have a Jurassic Park... what is this? This is an electronic Jurassic Park pocket game from 1988 from Tiger Electronics.
I want it.
See, Chris is going to gobble it all up.
Yeah, right.
He's going to snatch it all up before you guys can get to
I know the answer to the question.
But then Marcy will give it away.
Yeah, this is true.
Marcy will start her own podcast to give stuff away. Beta Rewind. All right. Betamax Rewind. So, yeah, is there more to that clip?
They sing a song, and then Ed goes into this long story about the butterfly thing there.
All right. These guys are wearing seafoam green blazers and pants and slacks and white turtlenecks.
That is 80s right there. And they have gloves on, too.
Yeah. In the background, if you look, people are holding balloons and they have smiley faces drawn on them. Boy, 1980 was a weird time.
Awesome.
This is for FM 99, by the way. I don't know if he mentioned that before. It says FM 99. The guys in the white tuxedos and the top hats.
I don't know. And the beards. I have no idea.
If you look at a parade, I think you really kind of, if you love parades and you accept them and all that kind of stuff, I think that's your entrance into the world of avant-garde film, because none of it seems to make any sense.
All this needs is midgets.
Well, they're coming. They're coming. The Mother Goose float. Mother G. You wrote that. You did.
Actually. That's what he says.
Yeah, he goes, ah, good job, Mother G. Holy moly. But yeah, it's weird. Like, you just, you know what? You know what would look good on this float? Bunch of guys in white tuxedos and top hats in front of the spinners who are wearing seafoam green. In front of
a gigantic Mothra.
In front of a huge turtle. No. Butterfly. Put Dean Butler on front of on the turtle. Oh my god.
Thank you, Spinner. Today they're taking a ride on the Lunar Moth, furnished by FM 99 WXLO.
Wait, 99? What was that?
He's blasted.
Taking a ride on the Lunar Moth, furnished by FM 99 WXLO. Cupid.
Stupid. What a weird.
I love the low tech feel of this thing. This is a major event. Yeah. Nowadays, you don't get this. You get practiced, choreographed. Yeah. You know, they edit out the mistakes. This thing has like moments of dead air where it doesn't know what camera is on, so he doesn't know what to say. Ed starts speaking at one point, and there's a blast of music. Like, I guess something was going right next to him or something. It's awesome.
If you look behind the swan that's in the next scene, right after the butterfly, yep, or the moth, rather, there's a pig float. Do you know what that is? Do you see that? 1:13:57.
Yep.
There's a pig float back there. I don't know what that is.
I wonder if it's related to the mother.
Oh, you know, like yeah. Well, yeah.
No, it's too far back.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. And there are Smurfs. There's Smurfs that, it's not a float or anything. They're just
random in, people
in big costumes. Like, you know, like, and I'm thinking 1980 is really early for Smurfs.
That's what I was saying. That's why I was surprised there were Smurfs there.
I have to see if I can point them out again. All right. There's so much. Yeah, it would have been great if they did keep the commercials, but beggars can't be choosers.
Right.
Oh, you know what is kind of funny? The Lacey Dalton song with the sign language.
Oh, yeah. All right. And it was a, is that the one where I said it was okay song?
The Jamaican one was...
No, I like that song. Didn't like the
camera effect was weird. Yeah, what was like the all of a sudden it was shot through, a hazy thing. Like it was just kind of strange. Like the edges were darkened. All right, here we go.
All right, coming up soon is Lacey J. Dalton. She was named by the Academy of Country Music as the best new female artist of 1979. Now, if there are any cowboys out there in our audience, listen up. Pay special attention.
Holy cow.
Cowboys out there in our audience, listen up.
Well, what? I mean, how blasted do you have to be?
It's Thanksgiving. He's, like, out of it.
This is the weirdest float, I think. This is the one of the weirdest, strangest looking.
Wait, you're saying weirdest in this parade?
It's. I think that this one, I mean, they're all weird, but this one is just silly. I mean, it's a big rocking horse.
Why is she riding a rocking horse singing this song?
And it's, I don't like the song very much, but I thought that the sign language was funny.
Pay special attention. The song she's about to sing is talking about you. Aren't there any cowboys left in the USA?
Oh, that's funny.
They don't make music like this at all.
No, I like the song. I don't know why you don't like it.
I don't know. I mean, it's just, I don't mind this genre of music very much. It's just, I don't like her voice very much.
Really? I was thinking Dolly Parton-esque.
You know, Dolly Parton has less of that vibrato thing going on.
Yeah.
She's like, you know, it's like, you hear it, listen. She looks like one of the Indigo Girls. She's not attractive. She had like John Bon Jovi's haircut from Slippery When Wet when it first
came
out.
Wow. That's a good
one. Do you see the guys in the back with the huge cowboy hats?
Yes. Yes.
And they have the chaps.
They're not too enthused.
And the guys in the front are just bending over. I don't know what they're doing.
Someone said there's time as the big man crawls the stream. Leather chaps and Levi's, despite the Texas heat.
And they're holding guns. You couldn't do this in New York City.
You could not do that. Yes, I was going to point that out as well.
Yeah, this is just not something you'd see. I didn't notice that before.
Well, he must have read my mind. Goes he threw some truth my way. He said, "Honey, cowboys just ride on when the towns get in my way." Well, then he walked up to the paddock and he grabbed the big red man.
Nobody's looking at her. Everyone's like, "What's next?"
Who
look,
are
I can
you?
See Kermit.
This is New York City, lady.
This is New York City in 1980. So if it's not like disco or
disco.
Yeah. Nobody cares. Holy cow. All right, let's move on. I want to go to the sign language, which I think is a nice touch. It's a long ass song.
Especially when they do the reprise.
And you give Dean Butler, what, 15 seconds?
About a minute.
But at least, you know, Dean Butler doesn't have an album, though, so I don't really I still don't understand why he was singing. Not like he sings on A Little House on the Prairie.
Good point. Cowboys left in the good old USA. Are they
really one more time.
And now the critters
didn't even give her the fake applause.
You heard that lone clap.
You heard the one.
That's what every flute got in this thing.
Yeah, in real life.
They had to add
sure.
that studio and audience.
If you look behind her, too, it's like some studio that's set up with a chair. Like
that
where the
where
building
it is.
No, but there's nobody there.
Oh.
So it looks weird. It looks almost like a set.
Who are well known for their performances for the hearing impaired. I've been asked by Lacey J.
Do they just keep playing the song over and over again?
Yes.
One more time.
Man, those guys got to push that float.
Yeah, there's like no. Well, this is where they're going to do it in sign language. But right. Of course, this is no good
radio,
for the podcast.
So.
But. Somehow you
funny.
Can. They sing along, though. So I don't know why they're doing that, but okay. All right, I can't listen to this. Oh my god!
Are there any more?
Holy cow! It's like Enos is gonna walk out or something. Got any buttermilk? All right, let's.
Hi, Daisy.
We did Brisbois. The All Children's Theater, which is kind of funny, goes on. We liked them so much. They're back.
I didn't think they were that good. One from the Pirates of Penzance gets like 5 minutes. But the song that Rex Miller and Linda Ronstadt do, oh, it's awful. I can't.
I didn't know that Linda Ronstadt was in this. Somehow that
what?
That I got what's the cue for that?
It starts at 1:14:34. So Rex sings first and then Linda Ronstadt comes out and sings a song that uses her skills to the utmost.
Now this is a beautiful float, I thought. It's a boat. Now, did you know that there was a movie called The Pirates of Penzance?
With, what's his name?
Kevin Kline.
Kline, right.
Angela
right.
Lansbury, Linda Ronstadt, also
yep.
Rex Smith made his way
is
over
Rex
there.
In it? Is yeah. Rex in it? Okay.
Plays Frederick. But I think it's Kevin Kline and Angela Lansbury that play the leads. Probably Linda Ronstadt as well. What does Linda Ronstadt look like?
There's also the pirate movie with Christy McNichol and Christopher Atkins.
I want to really review that for VHS Rewind. It's one of my favorites.
I'm serious. I want to do it. I want to see it. Yeah. I want to show
You've never
kids.
Seen it, right?
I have not.
Oh, I'm almost afraid to see it.
It was a cable staple.
I loved it. I loved it as a kid.
And Christy McNichol was so cute.
I remember I stayed up late one night. And I was watching, it was a Saturday night, it must have been, because it was Love Boat Fantasy Island. And I was just up late, and the pirate movie came on. And I just fell in love with the movie. I don't know why. And Christy McNichol was like, I think I told you, it was like one of my first crushes, and then she's a lesbian. So. Didn't work out. Didn't work out at all.
And look what just sailed in. Ah, for the life of a pirate, or even maybe a modern major general. Well, all these characters and more have come alive in a smash hit production of Pirates of Penzance, produced by Joseph Papp in Central Park this summer, and now it's coming to Broadway in time for Christmas.
I do want to mention that the Pirates of Penzance did open in theaters on January 8th, 1981, which would just have been a little over a month after this. And it closed about 2 years later.
The movie?
The Broadway production.
Really? No, it didn't last longer than that?
No, it lasted from January 8th, 1981 until November 28th, 1982.
Wasn't there something with the movie where it opened in theaters at the same time that it was being shown on cable or something like that?
I'm not sure.
I'll try and research that while we listen to this awful song.
I do also want to mention that Brigadoon, just to bring it up really quick, is it did open up on October 16th, 1980. So when they're showing Brigadoon in here, did we play the Brigadoon?
We did not yet.
So, all right, I'll bring that up when we do that. Cause that's an interesting little factoid. Oh, my God, this is long. What do you think of Broadway? What's your take on all of this?
I love Broadway. I love seeing what they can do on a Broadway stage, like, a you know, where the money is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when I saw Titanic, I was blown away by what they did on the stage there.
Really? Because I was blown away by what they did on a movie. I mean, it looked like a real boat.
But they did it on the stage and it was amazing. I was like, oh, wow. I wish I could have seen the Spider-Man Broadway thing, like where people
kept falling. I remember when I worked at The Voice, that's when all that was going down. It's like, bam, happened again. If somebody fell again.
Oh, ticket prices just went up.
No, they kept going down. People weren't going.
Oh, they weren't going?
Yeah. Then it was like, we're going to cancel. And it was a really high budget thing, I thought.
Now, do I like the music? Like how they have to make a song fit the story? You know, that works in an Elvis movie, but I don't want to watch a Broadway play. You know, sometimes I mostly don't like the tunes.
Yeah.
I can do without that.
Now, Betsy and Ramiel both love Broadway, right? Like Ramiel is into theater and he knows all stuff and he has a girlfriend. So this is all working out okay for me. But I'm not a tremendous fan of Broadway. I can appreciate that the work that goes into it. And as I mentioned, my cousin's involved in it, but I'm just not a fan. And like I've seen a number of Broadway shows, and I just think in the middle, I'm like, a lot of work to bore me. I'd rather be at home. I don't know why they don't film Broadway shows. That's something I'd never understood. Two camera shot.
I know that there was a series of videotapes where, you know, I think it was like maybe it was like some Broadway's actors association, or maybe it was even PBS, but they did film.
Sure, PBS has done a number of them.
Yeah, so there are some, but you're saying that there are others.
There's bootlegs out there, which is kind of like what was it? I saw one back when you just couldn't get tickets for the Mormon movie, and I tried watching it. I mean, it was watchable, but I just couldn't sit through it. I just thought it was just stomach churning. I just can't watch.
Somebody was holding the a camera or something?
No. I just thought it was a bad play. Like, I just thought it was boring. I couldn't get into it. Like, I didn't care enough to want to watch. I'd rather watch an episode of anything else.
Ouch.
I'm not a fan, that's all.
So I am seeing on the wiki page that theater owners boycotted the film Pirates of Penzance.
Oh, really?
Because Universal Pictures released it simultaneously to theaters and subscription television services like SelectTV.
So wait, was the Pirates of Penzance, was the movie the play?
Yes, it was a
film. Oh, I thought it was a movie.
It's a movie.
But I thought I didn't know it was the...
It's the play that they...
They filmed the stage.
They filmed it. They didn't open it up or anything. I think they just took it and did it on some lame-o sets.
Right. It's not like Pirates of the Caribbean where they...
No.
Which, you know, I'd rather watch Pirates of the Caribbean.
Wow. Its box office was $694,000.
Jeepers. But the first performance... It's a very old play. The first performance was
1890 or something.
1879, actually. But I'm not a big fan of any of this stuff.
Wasn't Select TV from Long Island? Or
Select TV?
Yeah.
Sounds familiar.
It was transmitted via scrambled signal from local UHF. Maybe not. All right, sorry. Seems to be Milwaukee, Los Angeles, and Philly. I thought it was going to be on your show about cable TV.
I just did a thing. Select TV, I'm not familiar with Select TV, but...
Maybe it wasn't here.
It says here in 1984, New Jersey-based WHT, Wometco Home Theater, began offering Select TV on its affiliated television stations. But it was only through affiliation. Don't test me.
And on TV? What was on TV?
On TV is it? It's a fascinating thing.
Television.
Yeah, on TV. If you look up the Oddity Archive on YouTube, Ben is actually I've had him on VHS Rewind. With an interview, he has an excellent, excellent overview as to what on TV is and a lot of these type of things. What Chris had mentioned is my cable take on this, and I have another podcast called Forgotten LI, and I'm going to be doing one about cable on Long Island. But it's not about the history so much as it is my own personal feelings about cable and how it started with WHT. Because it also, I just got my Wometco Home Theater box.
I am looking forward to this episode.
It's a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure. But I go into my whole thing. I go into how people used to buy, like, descramblers for analog cable. And how I had a friend who got into satellite hacking. And how you would get every single channel in satellite. It was amazing.
Wow, how?
I go into it, but it made you kind of question, like, is it worth it? He had a computer. He had a computer set up just for this, and the computer would run these. I don't want to go too far into this, but
all right, save it for your episode.
All right, well, I'll answer very quickly. By the time it got into digital satellite hacking, which is like a modern way of satellites. Every 30 seconds, I believe, they would change their encryption key. What this did was it decrypted it in real time. So it was a computer that ran next to your TV, and it would decrypt the signal in real time. And it wouldn't interfere with anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Holy moly.
And, so, I mean, he got into this whole thing, and that guy kind of vanished. But all right, man. So I'm going to play some more of this.
Rex's song is terrible. If you want to skip to 1:16:13, this is where Linda Ronstadt comes in and shows what she can do.
Here we go.
Sarcasm.
And he looks like Adam Curry from MTV, by the way, Rex Smith, who's has a really wonderful podcast called No Agenda.
Really, he does.
Yeah, go to noagendashow.com. I listen to it religiously.
To rescue such a one as I from his unfortunate position. Oh, wonder, wonder, though thou hast surely
we'd better pause, or danger maybe.
I didn't get this done right, but let's see if I can do it one more time. I'll take a shot. All right, ready?
So awesome.
Now, Linda Ronstadt was this. Well, she has Parkinson's now, I believe.
I know. Isn't that sad?
Yeah, I mean, just getting older sucks. But when she was younger, she's cute, this cute girl and everything, and she has this beautiful hair. What did she do to it? I mean, she looks.
It's very curly hair.
It's like dry and poofy looking.
Yep. Yep.
It's some conditioner or something in it.
Just why she is choosing this music to do this music, I don't know. That was just...
It was paying the bills. I'm going to guarantee...
Career killer. She had top 40 hits 10 yeah, years maybe. Ago. But
well, I guess it didn't
at this do. Point, 10 years ago.
Yeah, 10 years ago. Like, what's a Linda Ronstadt song? I've never been much of a fan, to be honest with what? You. I mean, you're I know no her.
Good. You're no good.
Yeah, like...
Blue Bayou... Blue Bayou.
Let's see. What's a Linda Ronstadt hit? Let me just see if I can.
You're no good.
That's Blue Bayou. Oh, this
You're
is
coming
live.
In very loud.
Sorry. This is live, though. Oh, forget this. It's a new album. Nobody wants to hear that.
She has a new album?
Yeah, from 2018. But people are saying that, you know, her voice got screwed up or something. And but from what I understand, she's singing in a very different style now. And I don't know. I've heard good things about it. I've not listened to one moment of it because I don't have time to. I listen to so much independent music from younger people. I don't have time to listen to music from older people.
Ouch.
I don't have time for them. All right, so
can I just say can you just play right after that? Yeah. There's another song from Pirates of Penzance because I have an interesting story about the guy who comes out singing, George Rose.
Yeah, sure.
We'd better pause for danger.
You're very loud.
Am I?
Yep.
What the hell happened?
You jumped up 16 octaves.
Well, I mean, this.
Her father is a major general.
I'm not any louder on my...
Still loud.
I'm not any louder, though, in the meters and stuff. So the recording level...
Oh, wait, something's going on.
Yeah, something's up on your end, I think.
Yeah, you're right. Why is it doing that?
Is my voice low, or...?
Yeah, no, I see. Something was... something was putting up my speakers.
Right. So I'm putting it back up.
Yep, sorry, my fault.
Let me know if this is blowing you out, though. I'm just going to play for a second.
Nope, it's good.
It's good?
Yep.
Yes, yes, I am a major general. I am the very model of a model major general. I've information, vegetable, animal, and mineral. I know the kings of England and I quote the facts and article from Alabama, Waterloo, in order categorical. I'm very well acquainted too with matters mathematical. I understand equations both the simple and quadratical. About binomial theorem, I'm teeming with a lot of news. Lot of news, I got it. With many general facts about the square of the hypotenuse.
With many general facts about the square of the hypotenuse. With many general facts about the square of the hypotenuse. With many general facts about the square of the hypotenuse.
Integral and differential calculus.
calculus. I knew the scientific names of beings, animalculus, in short, in matters vegetable, animal and mineral. I am the very model of a modern
This is actually a pretty cool song.
Yes, I like it.
It's a great example
of a Broadway song that I like. I mean, the guy is charming and funny. And so I was like, oh, did this guy just die? Because I thought I recognized his name or something.
Yeah.
Turns out he died like in 80-something, like 88. And apparently he had a house on the Dominican Republic. And he had an adopted son.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a very – like I've read through this really quickly, so I might be getting some of it wrong. But he had this adopted son named Juan living with him in the Dominican Republic. And he was a homosexual, and so there was something going on between him and the adopted son. So maybe – the adopted son and the real father killed him. Like, they tortured him and beat him. And,
God.
Like, a very disturbing
story.
So I was like, oh, I just thought I'd mention that during this Thanksgiving
episode. It's weird. It's so weird when you start looking into people randomly and you find these weird things. When you're sitting around the dinner table in a few hours, look around and go, You know what? I can't stand Dad. But you know what? I don't want to kill him. I don't want to kill him.
You know, that could all be rumor. That could be that there was just greed involved, because apparently this guy was worth $2 million. But
at the time,
and the dad really killed him for the money. But then most of the headlines of the time were that he was having some kind of sexual thing with Juan, and it was the father who did this torture thing.
Crazy. And this all happened in Dominican Republic.
Yeah, in a Dominican he died. Wow. Where life is cheap.
Well, not it depends. Life might be cheap, but police don't come when you call them. Not gonna come for the gringo. Let's see. You know, we didn't play Smokey the Bear, which I kind of wanted to ask you about Smokey the Bear.
Is he still around? Like, what?
I think of Smokey the Bear as like McGruff the Crime Dog.
They were kind of don't hear from him at all either.
No, and he had an album. Remember the McGruff album? Don't do drugs. So, but with Smokey the Bear, yes, and we're so involved with scouting and everything, we have not come across Smokey the Bear.
What?
Yeah, it's weird. Wasn't Smokey the Bear?
He's out. He's on the outs.
Now, Smokey the Bear was a big deal, right? Do you remember this, right?
Oh, yeah. Lots of commercials. Him and that Indian who was telling us not to litter.
Yeah.
And he always cried at the end.
I thought that was Elizabeth Warren.
Oh,
no,
go in there.
Hey, come on. Easy talk right there. No, but yeah, I remember the Indian who would the tear would come out of his eye, and you're like, all right, you okay? You want a hug?
It's just a can, man. It's just an RC Cola can I'm throwing out the window.
As we talk about Native Americans on Thanksgiving, in our Thanksgiving episode, actually, we're nowhere near Thanksgiving. Actually, this is the earliest we've ever recorded this episode.
Right, it's June.
It's June. It's 2010. 2010 June. It's not even Halloween yet, which is kind of crazy. Now, isn't Halloween? Oh no! I know what it is. I think a week before the American Thanksgiving is the Thanksgiving one. Canadian Thanksgiving.
Is it? I don't know.
It's either a week or it might be Halloween. I have to look into that. I know it's beforehand though. But Thanksgiving, I am excited for it. And I did get one of those Instant Pots. I was kidding around. We just pulled the trigger this week. I made my first thing tonight.
Which was?
A failure is what it was.
Oh, shit.
No, I wanted to make something to test it. Little did I know if I went on YouTube, I could have just used water to test it. So I made spaghetti and meatballs with it, right? So I wanted to see, all right, you know, you just do this and you turn it on. And we bought these frozen meatballs, which I'm not a fan of. So we bought frozen meatballs. I threw a pack of spaghetti in and a jar of sauce, right? A lot of things I'm just not really a big fan of. So you do that and you turn it on for 2 minutes. You know, it says 2 minutes on high pressure. And you think 2 minutes is, you know, 2 minutes, right? But it's not, you know, because it takes 10 minutes to get up to temperature. And then you're supposed to let it sit for five. So as it's getting up to temperature, it flashes this warning thing saying burn. And apparently I burned the, I didn't put something in it. So the spaghetti stuck to the bottom and it burned onto the pan.
Bring it back.
I was thinking about it, but it's I just got a Brillo pad and I scrubbed off the spaghetti and I did this test and it worked fine. I don't make pasta too much, so I really didn't think about the fact that it adhered to the bottom.
I'm not getting an Instant Pot.
Well, I use pressure cookers all the time. So, you know, I use it for like to start my barbecues. Because of it really tenderizes the meat. But I'm not going to make a turkey in an Instant Pot.
Would
I don't
fit?
Care what they say. I hope not. I hope nobody does that.
People right. cook a turkey in an Instant Pot?
No, I'm kidding around. I don't think.
Gee, you know, I'm thinking you.
No, I don't think you can fit one. All right, so I'm going to play the Smokey the Bear thing, which I just think it's funny, his response to it. Smokey. Can you hear that in the background? Yeah. Stand by.
There's a lot of that. There's a lot of dead air. You can hear a lot of that behind the scenes stuff.
And this is the guy who, I don't know what her name is, the country girl. And he's got the gun. He's blowing into it like he just shot someone. But somebody does shoot somebody later. So.
And Brian Couple shows up.
I got to take a screenshot of this. It's like he's just goofing around on the streets of Manhattan with a gun.
Right.
So this is how it looks up here at Herald Square. No wonder you're nice and warm. It's wonderful.
We are looking at the moment at a doodle bug, but I'm glad you came down to join me, Brian, because I understand you have something special to announce.
Nice.
Indeed, something special. You know, last year's parade was just great, and for it, we received an Emmy. Our producer-director, Dick Schneider, felt that among the thousands of people at NBC and Macy's responsible for the award, you certainly played a major part, and so he wanted you to have...
I have my Emmy? Oh, is that nice?
Congratulations.
Thank you, Brian. Now, wait a minute.
Is Brian Gumbel still around?
I know he does an HBO show.
Oh, sports.
Real
thing,
sports.
Right?
Yeah, some real sports.
Wait a minute, don't go away.
So, no, he's not around anymore.
But he's got a Muhammad Ali type afro in this.
Where?
I think his afro is kind of Muhammad Ali ish.
I like that, like, pimp coat he's got on, like, with the brown fur collar.
Yeah.
That goes all the way down the coat.
You know, it's mink.
Guess what? It so happens I also have an Emmy
with a
for
ribbon,
you.
No less.
With a ribbon.
Yours is better.
Congratulations,
Happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
Happy Thanksgiving to you,
you,
pal. Nice
it's
to see you.
A wonderful setup you have.
It's sensational. Yes, we do the best we can with the hostility.
I'm aware.
Do you think they hated each other?
They hate each other. I'm sure.
Here's some note. It says, "Go F yourself."
No wonder you flew into 4 a.m.
Now let me tell you something. Where there's smoke, there's sure to be fire. And where there's fire, hopefully there's also firefighters. Like this outstanding member of the New Milford Volunteer Fire Company number 2. They've been here ever since.
What's New Jersey doing in New York City? Get them out of here.
1968. Been coming from New Jersey to appear in this wonderful parade.
Beat it.
And with them comes no other than America's most famous and beloved firefighter, the Honey Man. Guess who that is? You know.
The Honey Man.
What?
I didn't catch that the first time. The Honey Man.
This is not Yogi the Bear. It's Smokey the Bear, you right. idiots.
It's the Honey Man.
Smokey.
It's Mokey. He's wasted.
The Honey Man.
He says Mokey.
Guess who that is? You know, Smokey the Bear. Smokey the Bear, all 5 stories high. And he carries with him a shovel that's 40 feet long.
His Thanksgiving message is once again to send his love to everyone watching.
I like the New Orleans
and really
music
to remind
him.
What?
He's got New Orleans music behind him.
It's so weird. He's got Mounties or something on horses. The whole thing is the parade is so random.
I love it. This is
no,
why
I
parades
do
of this time is great.
I would have loved to. Did you ever go to these parades?
No,
me
are you
either.
Crazy? Oh, it's too freaking cold.
Yeah, it's
too many people. Actually, you know, that looks like sparsely populated. Like,
you know, I mean, let's be honest here.
Well,
it's Thanksgiving.
Right.
You should be
true
at home.
True. No, you're right.
My whole life growing up, it was always, well, what do you mean you go into a parade? You stay at home. Like, it's Thanksgiving. You're going to go stand with a bunch of idiots in the freezing cold to look at balloons? I don't know. That's for tourists.
Do you want to try the Brigadoon now?
Yeah, let's do Brigadoon.
Now, Brigadoon, I think, is – I don't know what it's about, but it's not about the Loch Ness Monster, and yet they're on a Loch Ness Monster float. So
yeah.
What, I don't know what that's about.
Do you have a clip? For the, I mean, I'm looking
yeah,
at
19,
I just don't,
1915.
We're really jumping around here.
It makes no matter.
It's the Loch Ness Monster.
And now, with the dancing, here comes a delightful piece of Scotch whimsy furnished by Busch Gardens, Williamsburg, Virginia. It's the Loch Ness Monster, complete with Scottish castle and a naughty neighbor named Nessie. Of course, there's some who doubt that Nessie even exists, but then there are other spoiled sports who believe that Brigadoon was only a figment of imagination. But here in New York, we know differently, because Brigadoon is back to life on Broadway, bigger and better than ever. Here from the great Lerner & Lowe Music Review is Martin Vidnovic and Meg Bessart singing the enchanting Almost Like Being in Love.
The tongue of Nessie just is like crooked or something, like somebody smashed it. So one of the things I just wanted to point out about Brigadoon is it did, in fact, open several times since 1947.
Yeah, this thing gets revived.
Yeah,
it did. I don't know.
Well, in 2010, there was another revival. Or it was a special. It was just a one-time thing at the Schubert Theater. But this opened in October 16th, 1980. So this has been open for about a month now when they're performing. It will close just a few months later on February 8th, 1981.
Oh, let's see why.
Yeah, let's take a little bit of a peek in and hear what, yeah, why. The girl's cute.
I like the sweater. I like his sweater.
Oh, man, that sweater looks warm.
A day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love.
Had 133 performances.
Ouch.
Yeah, that is pretty bad. Guess how old the girl is, the girl in the blue dress, Meg Bussert.
18.
Ooh, it's her birthday just 6 days ago. No, guess how old she is now.
Oh, now?
Yeah.
69.
70.
Whoa, shit.
Crazy.
Ouch, let's get her on the show.
She was...
Supplement this episode with her memories of this.
31 years old here.
I would swear I was falling. I could swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love.
It takes a lot for me to get to Broadway.
Ed has some interesting lines after they start off.
Okay.
If you want to.
Be right here.
It's coming up.
See, if I'm in a Broadway show and I'm hearing this, I'm like, I got to go to the bathroom.
Right. Yeah. This is a good example of the bad Broadway that I don't like.
I mean, they're talented. I don't want to ever, let people think that. They can sing and stuff.
They sing a certain way, and I don't like that way.
Yeah. It's just my feeling. Nessie have to do with this?
And nothing.
Like, you have the Loch Ness Monster up there. And he's just kind of chewing on his tongue. Duh.
Oh, there goes the Loch Ness float pulled by those great champion Clydesdales. Ernie.
Now, how do they stop the float? Like, because it's being pulled by, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, by at least 8 to 10 horses.
Right.
So when they break,
it'll keep going, you mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's no brakes on that. I see.
It has to be. They have to brakes, right?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, they would have to, yeah.
But, if they were to hit...
Must be somebody inside.
If they were to, I don't know.
That thing is hollowed out.
And those are like Clydesdales,
Right, he's just horses. About to mention that.
Oh, he is? Okay, I didn't know that.
He's by Anheuser-Busch. I know those folks.
I bet you do.
More floats.
Let's go back.
Float pulled by those great champion Clydesdales. Furnished by Anheuser-Busch. I know those folks. More float.
Crack. He cracks open another one. Little glug glug. Holy cow, he's drunk. Good for him, man. Sounds like he was having the best time. Oh my god, how do they pull this off every year and not have problems?
Well, they did a few years, but
we always kind of have that in our back in the back of our heads where we kind of hope a gust of wind will come down and scare some people. We don't want anybody getting actually hurt. I believe some people have died in the past.
What?
Yeah, haven't people died in the parade? Sure. I'm sure of it. Probably. I don't know. So, yeah, Brigadoon, it aired for a total of about 4 months. Eek. I wonder how much money was lost in that one. If you're going to a Broadway show and somebody is the bagpiper, you're not going to see a good show.
Ouch.
So just stay home with the bagpipes. All right, so the Aristocrats was kind of unwatchable. I thought the McDonald's band was cool because they had the emblem and everything. McDonald's is very forward thinking. They were already trying to dominate. Now you mentioned in the past the Ronald McDonald House, which actually is a really wonderful organization.
It is. I can't I'm not going to make disparage.
And I'm not I'm not going that way. It's just it's weird because McDonald's, of course, you don't really associate fast food with that organization, even though it's really kind of financed through it. But you really kind of see, at least from when I was a kid, the early McDonald's was higher quality in a lot of ways. And I think that the their presence at this parade with, you know, in the uniforms and all this kind of stuff was really kind of classic early McDonald's style, like where they were really trying to dominate.
Yeah.
And I think their dominance really excels when it comes to the Ronald McDonald House, which, like we said, you know, is a really great organization. And I do, you know, I recommend if somebody's looking to for an organization to either donate to, or, you know, if people going through the drive through and it's like this money goes to Ronald McDonald House, it really does go towards financing pretty good stuff the more I read about it. So anyway, the show is not sponsored by McDonald's yet.
Right. We got that check, didn't we?
No, it's like, hey, he got that check. So I just somehow closed. Oh, no. All right. I saved the day here. I closed my window and I lost all my notes temporarily, but I got them back.
You know, you know who Linus the Lionhearted was. Do you know this float at 2636? I'm just curious if...
Happy Dragon?
Yeah, like what the hell is that?
I'll play it. That was right after the Jamaicans, right?
Yeah.
Which I still think the Jamaicans were just out of place.
Good song.
Good performance. Wait.
Yeah, what did I write there? I like the song, but the dancing was eh.
I thought the performance was fine. I just didn't find it to be very Thanksgiving-y. Oh.
Well, here comes someone else who's looking particularly happy this year. But then reaching 21 is a pretty big day for anyone. And today, Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade marks the 21st appearance of the world's most famous and popular dragon. It's the Happy Dragon, all 75 feet of good humor and spirit. Having now reached the ripe old age of 21, I suppose he's now free to go out alone in the evening and date whoever he chooses. So if you have an eligible dragon sitting around your house just moping, we might just be able to fix them up together in years to come. Who knows how many dragons we might have in the parade?
I am on YouTube looking up. So he's saying 20 years, so it's the 60s, right? So is it maybe the 50s? I mean,
50s?
Nothing. Did you find? You didn't find anything either?
No, I don't see it. That's why I'm asking. I'm like,
is he a toy? I don't know what the hell he is. This one escaped me. This is
makes no sense.
Safari Limited. I don't know if that's the same. Here we got something here from Marks. Yeah, Marks makes train sets.
What?
I don't think that's him, though. That's a nice dragon. I mean, the quality is much nicer. We'll have to investigate this one. I came on a page of a lot of really cool-looking toys that kind of blew my mind.
Always on the hunt, you.
But this one's called Snappy the Happy Bubble-Blowing Dragon. Right? Are you on Facebook right now?
Yes.
I'll send you a link to it. I don't think this is it, though. It's worth looking at, though. So, yeah, I don't know. He doesn't look anything like this, so let's see. So what would be the next link, you think?
Let me see. I'm going through. I just want to do, like, a lot of edge shtick. So if you go at 1503, he's always got some funny shit going on.
We should have his drink list of what he's had. Oh, you know, this was my favorite float or anything. The bug. Did you ever really? Toy as a kid? Yeah, you just pull it on a string. I think this one looks like the real toy. That's why I thought it was like the best one. And it kind of was random. Like it would go back and forth. I think this is more along the lines. This is more in line with modern floats. Like you would see something like this nowadays. Do they even have clowns in the parade anymore? I don't even know.
All clowns are, like, unemployed at this moment.
This one's Mr. Chuck.
In a parade filled with fun and laughter, here's somebody that we need to see, Mr. Chuck. And then, of course, there's Cootie.
Yeah, Cootie.
Furnished by the Chapper Company. Look at that smile on him.
I love that smile. Yeah, the cootie, you pull it.
Oh, my God. You're serious.
Yeah, I'm being told.
He just doesn't stop. But then again, neither do those legs. He's a cutie, cootie.
He's a cutie, goody. He's waste.
And look who's riding that happy snail. It's the Pied Piper of Cookiedom, Famous Amos. By the way, Famous Amos just gave both his shirts off his back, as well as his famous hat, to the Smithsonian Institute. Fortunately, he managed to save one outfit so he wouldn't miss the parade. On Shades of Melted Butter, what have we here? None other than a decapitan crustacean of the Hamelihomorus. We like to call him something different. We call him a rocking lobster.
Holy cow.
I don't know what I'm supposed to say.
The
rocking lobster.
I really wish I knew where the Smurfs were. Because I couldn't believe it. I just thought it was such an early... there's so much in this parade. This is a good parade. This is one parade I would have ditched out of my family for.
Paid to see.
All right, so here we have the Lone Ranger. I'm going to play this. Where we actually...
Yeah, I forgot about that one.
We actually have a shooting in Manhattan.
This was tying into the movie.
This is live
ammo.
Remember
when the Long Ranger had a movie? Before the Johnny Depp one. This is the Legend of the Long Ranger.
This is the one that didn't make it.
This is the one that didn't make it. Yeah. I wonder if that guy playing the Long Ranger is the real TV Lone Ranger, Clayton Moore. You remember how he was always doing that?
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean.
Because he looks like
he looks older.
Old and porchy.
I wonder.
Wait, where's the clip for that? Do you have the number?
That's 5646.
Ah.
Well, here we go. Let's listen to this.
He rode the plains with his Indian companion, fighting for law and order in the days of the early West.
No, that's not him. Maybe.
Look at that paunch, man. Look at that. That guy is 80,000 years old.
He could be.
We know who he is. Hi-yo, Silver, away! Oh! The Lone Ranger rides again.
He's having a hard time standing.
There he is, with Tonto, riding a great new book.
Don't fall on that cactus.
He's been drinking with Ed.
Holy cow, you can't drink with Ed. The Tonto, holy cow, you could never do this.
Inspired by a major motion picture soon to be released. Titled The Legend of...
Oh, you know what's kind of cool? Do you see, like, the silhouette behind him with the light?
No, wait, let me go back.
If you go to right at 5702, you'll see it if you press play. And you'll see, like, there's a light behind him.
Oh, yeah.
Inspired by a major motion picture soon to be released. Titled The Legend of the Lone Ranger. Of course, the movie.
It's, like, amazing.
It doesn't take place on Herald Square, but then you never know. How far is it really from the canyons of New York to Monument Valley?
We could skip the movie, I think.
It's Michael...
All right, so here we go. So in the movie, they're shooting up everything. It's like Wells Fargo.
It's a generic... Yeah, it's a generic shootout. They're chasing a stagecoach.
I would never watch this movie.
I
was never into these movies. I still am not.
Look how fake that looks. Like,
but then we take the camera and we bring him back to Manhattan. And he's firing a gun. So this shooting is coming from
a cap gun.
It is, yeah. But
he is pointing into the crowd, though.
He is, and you would never in a million years do this nowadays. Still the movie. Movie. Now we're in New York.
I think the Lone Ranger is safe to see again.
Fire.
By the way, the actor playing Tonto in this recreation this morning is Michael Horse, who actually plays the role in the film. This float and the film clip were both furnished by Associated Film Distribution.
It It's kind of cool to see a horse and wagon go through the town.
Leaving shit that won't be cleaned up afterwards.
But let me ask you, why would you not tie Dean Butler into that?
Right. I just want to see one of the horses go berserk.
Just go
the
crazy.
Sound of the shotgun and go right into the corral there.
One of the white ones so that you get the blood all over them.
Yeah. Is that a Corvette's there?
You're talking about the wiener shaped thing? I don't know what that is. I was going to ask you. Is it below the Macy's sign?
No. Nope. Now they're going to cross the street. Is that a Corvette's that, like, wait.
The big tall one?
It's at 5826, and they're right in front.
Yeah, so you have the...
See, it's got a K on the sign there. That's not Corvette.
Yeah, that's a Corvette.
In Manhattan?
Where was that? Holy moly, that's a great Corvette. Manhattan.
I don't believe
34th Street Corvette.
There was a Corvette at 34th.
Yeah, look at that.
Oh, my God.
You want the link?
Yes.
I'll put this all in the show notes so you can play along.
That is unbelievable to me.
I'm taking a screenshot. That's actually really interesting. Yeah, so they're going past. I don't know what's there now.
Wow. Why?
You know what's there? Isn't that a subway stop now? Isn't that whole thing demolished?
I got to think about this. Is this 7th Avenue?
Trying to think. Is there a Starbucks there now, maybe?
I think you might be right.
Wait, I don't know which way we're pointing. That's the problem.
I think that's headed downtown. So if you're looking at that.
No, you know what I'm thinking? I'm sorry. I was thinking of if you go the other way, there used to be a Woolworths, right?
Oh, no, I don't know. Right. Wait, this is Broadway, right? No. Yeah. They're on Broadway.
Well, Corvette's was at 34th Street.
Yeah, but where? 34th and Broadway, right? That would be the mall now. There's a mall, you know. It's a mall.
Holy cow, you know what was next door to Corvette's?
Crazy Eddie.
Gimbals. Holy cow.
Well, there's like a name I haven't heard of.
The Block of Failure. Here, I'm sending you another picture. It'll give you an idea of exactly where it is. This is more of a street. And this is a great photo, actually. So, yeah, this is probably like 2 days after this parade that this photo is taken.
Yeah, that's 34th Street, like where the bus is heading, like that's going down that way. That's 34th. So I think this Corvette's is like now like it's like a mall area. I'm pretty sure.
You know, it's kind of a modern-looking building.
32nd or 33rd. I don't know.
They probably just refaced it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And it's probably just different storefronts. I didn't know Gimbel's.
Next time I'm in New York.
I don't know why. I didn't know Gimbel's was so close to Macy's.
How did that work?
Oh, they sold the same crap.
I'm going to see if there's a Gimbel's commercial.
But you know what Gimbel's didn't have? It didn't have an escalator that was wooden.
Did they have a Winter Wonderland, too?
Ooh, I hope so. Ooh, is Corvettes? Forget it. I'm not going to keep on saying this. All right. I'll get the exact address, and I'll put it into Google Maps, and I'll know exactly what's there now. All right. You called it, though. If you go a little bit further in there, you get to see the whole logo. Several of the logos because it was another corner property. You never hear about Corvettes in New York City.
No, that's why I was surprised. I thought there was only the one out in like Sheepshead Bay. Remember that one? You had to go on the Bell Parkway.
And we had one on Long Island.
Oh, wow. All right.
Because that's part of another Forgotten Long Island thing where I'm doing one about toy stores.
Sweet. And,
yeah, I have a very early memory of a toy store called, I keep forgetting, it's Play Something. And I found the exact location and all this kind of stuff. And I still have a Rodan that I got there in like 1978. So, all right. So what other clips? What are we missing here? We've now officially hidden the over 2 hour mark.
Did we? Wow. All right.
2 hours five.
There's a lot of dancing things that won't translate.
If you're thinking this episode is too long, be happy there's no commercials. So
you want to end on a song? You want to do Stephanie Mills?
We did that. We did her song.
No, we didn't do Stephanie Mills.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
106.25.
I'm thinking of little Stephanie. Was that her name in All in the Family, that girl?
Yes, Stephanie.
Was it Stephanie Mills?
No, it wasn't Stephanie Mills.
Maybe it was. I'm going to do a look while we're listening to this. What?
106.25.
Playing along at home. I'm going to download this and possibly re-upload it in the event that this gets pulled down.
All why right, would here. This get pulled down?
I don't know. Why would Facebook try to like ban me for playing a Little House on the Prairie show? Jeez. Who knows why?
It's the estate of Michael Landon, like.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Here comes the young lady who was the original star of The Wiz on Broadway. This morning, she's traded in her cowardly lion for the fearless Thanksgiving parade model. Welcome one of the outstanding talents in music today, Stephanie Mills.
Now she's straddling a rocking lion.
All right, pump the brakes because just pump them. Danielle Brisbois played Stephanie Mills in All in the Family.
No, she did not.
Yes, that was her character.
Her last name was Mills?
Yeah, that was her. I knew it. How funny is that?
What was her story? Like, what? How did they?
Wasn't she a runaway or something?
I can't remember.
I don't know why she showed up.
I'm using it with the Janet Jackson storyline on Good Times, where she was being beaten by her parents and Winona took her in.
You mean Penny? Didn't she have a hearing problem or something like that? And she was about to walk into an elevator.
Yeah, that wasn't there.
No, Penny, no. No Penny.
To be continued. That was the cliffhanger.
I got to wait a week to see if Janet Jackson dies. And you know what? An elevator building, not so bad.
They should stop complaining.
Yeah, was it not a five-floor walk-up? Like, I don't get it.
They're supposed to be gymnasts or something? Or I don't know.
Yeah, it looks like a 1920s type of dancer.
Acrobat. Yeah, like acrobats or something.
And the lady behind him.
Only it's a sex blow-up toy that he's using.
Yeah, it's like the lady behind him is dressed like a strawberry.
Yeah. Is that what that is?
I don't know. He seems really intent on holding her. And another thing is the hands look like feet. And why does he have a ribbon? Oh my god. And they also put her head on top of his body at some point. Like they superimpose it. Stephanie Mills get paid for something like this, you think, back then?
Did they get paid? Wasn't this like,
I don't know, promotion? It's promotion, but you think that they're going to give up their Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Well, what about McMahon? Do you think that this is something that's like 10% of his like annual salary right here?
Yeah, he gets something. This before.
same guy in the background.
Where?
With the mustache at 107.56. See him? Is that the same? What is this guy's problem? He's causing trouble. Smurfs. Smurfs at 108.01. You got Papa Smurf and two generic Smurfs.
108.01. Hold up.
And clowns.
Oh, yeah, that is a Smurf. Holy shit.
Three. You got three of them. You got Papa Smurf and two generic Smurfs.
And a whole host of things. I can't tell you what they are.
No, then there's the Rhino from the New Zoo Review, I think that is.
Is that what that is?
There's an angry dog to the left.
That's Underdog.
Oh, is that Underdog? It's an angry dog. He seems angry.
Looks like the old man from that cartoon movie Up.
Yeah, you're right. No, I think that Walrus or whatever it is named Henrietta.
Henrietta Hippo.
And who's that kid? He's dressed up like Evel Knievel. You see him? He's in a red jumpsuit. Wait, standing right in front of the hippo.
Wait, let me get back to the hippo.
Go to 108.01. You'll see. You have to see it play out. Man. Smurfs in 1980. Yeah, I don't. I think that's Evel Knievel. I mean, it's Evel Knievel, like,
or an astronaut.
You think so?
Maybe. No, you're maybe right. Maybe you're right. He should have a he should have a bicycle at least. Let us know who you are.
Yeah, but yeah, I think that's definitely Henry.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you, Stephanie.
And you know they're begging to. Oh yeah, and that's the frog from New Zoo Review. And the guy from New Zoo Review, I wonder if you mentioned. You never watched that, right?
I did not.
I watched it when I was little. And they have, like, Daffy Duck out of nowhere. Like, why are you here?
Daffy Duck. That's what I mean about.
And there's that ever-charming Southern Belle.
What?
Henrietta Hippo.
Oh,
man. Where is she? Like, the camera's not on.
And that's it. They don't mention the Smurfs. All right. This is where the family's getting into day drinking. They're like getting annoyed with the stupid thing. They're like, right. Enough. I don't want to watch the parade anymore.
They're either turning on the King Kong Godzilla marathon on Channel 9.
Which they don't do anymore.
Which they don't do anymore. That's ridiculous.
I don't even have a Channel 9 anymore.
What?
You know, I don't have TV. We don't watch TV. But even this, like, we'll watch, I guess. I don't know how we'll watch the parade. I won't. I mean, I'm going to guarantee that if I go on YouTube, there'll be a live stream of it. You know?
Yeah, I'm sure.
But, all right, man. Well, I think that's it. I think we've dried up all of our clips here.
All the good stuff, anyway.
Is there anything else you want to throw in? The McDonald's Ben was pretty good, but it's really just a thing. We don't have Santa at the end, so I mean.
No, that's like, why I say there's a lot missing from the show. So imagine, I wonder how long this thing was. If it's 2 hours now,
how about this?
Without
how about,
commercials.
How about we do, it's probably 3 hours, right?
I guess. Were they that long? I guess back then there was no other television, so you got to stretch the soup.
Yeah, I think I'd like to play the Mother Goose thing when he goes nice, you know, with the Mother G.
Okay.
Yeah.
And look who's just arrived, flapping her wings and having a fine old time of it. There she is, Mother Goose. Who started making poetry fun for children more than 250 years ago. Children today are still reading her rhymes with pleasure. Nice going, Mother G.
Oh, there's the pig. The pig's in the next shot right after.
Yeah, it's like a
I don't know what that is.
It's on a stick.
Yeah.
Being pulled by ninjas.
Yeah, it's so strange. Now, why Mother Goose? How's that profitable?
Well, that was still around back then.
Well, not that it wasn't around. It's just, who's making a Mother Goose? You know, we both worked in, you know, these type of things. Like, you know, there was a reason why Clifford the Big Red Dog had a float. It was because there was a lot of money to be made. You know, it's like Mother Goose is this float, you know, and who the hell's paying for it? Scholastic?
Oh, wow.
I wonder if Scholastic's had their, you know, fingerprints all over the, you know, Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade for decades. It's possible. I would imagine so. I don't know.
They didn't have anything in the show here.
I mean, I would imagine that Mother Goose might have, you know, crossed their paths, of course. I don't know. I don't know who published, you know, stuff like the, any of this stuff, to be honest with you. I don't know. All right, man. So, yeah, I say we finish this off. Make sure your turkey is fully cooked before you carve it. Let it rest.
Let the juices flow.
Let the juices flow. But, Chris, have a happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you, sir, and your family.
And the reason why we're recording this so early is because I think in the past, like, we've recorded these episodes like 2 days beforehand, and it's just we're just so stressed out at that point.
It's true. I'm trying to do things not last minute because I always get I always get in trouble.
Yeah. So we're going to do actually a 4th of July episode. Let's get it done now. I'm going to do a Star Wars review for the new one that's coming out in December. I'm disappointed. I'm going to be disappointed ahead of time. But all right, man, we'll have a good one. Come to VHSRewind.com. Check out all of the stuff that we offer. And, tune in for more of these type of podcasts.
All right, I'm looking forward to our Christmas episodes as well.
Christmas mix, right?
That's coming, and we have something else coming up as well.
And gobble, shake your tail now, gobble, gobble, gobble. Shake your left foot, gobble, shake your right foot, gobble, shake your tail now, gobble, gobble, gobble. Gobble, gobble, the turkey goes, gobble, gobble, the turkey goes, gobble, gobble, gobble. Gobble, gobble, the turkey goes, gobble, gobble, the turkey goes, gobble, gobble, gobble. Can I have a beat? Can I move my feet? Can I have a turkey to eat? It's Thanksgiving, let's go all in where we have a turkey to eat.